Welcome to the finale of X-32, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun 6th edition adventure. Our heroes have reached the climax, but will all of them survive to the end? Let's find out. Previously. As you get out of the car, it's just like any other day. David letting you ride shotgun, involving you in schemes up to and including petty theft. This day is just like any other day you've had in your childhood, except for one key detail. Juice, this is the last time you ever saw him. What was the last thing you said to your brother?
You're right, Davey. They're never going to catch me. And then he just bolts off.
In the center of the room, there is a dwarf with a bag over his head chained to the floor, like in a kneeling position. He takes your hand, puts a gun in your hand, and like puts your hand or finger on the trigger before pointing it at the person. So you see, this is what training you want to learn. If you betray the company, you die.
Andy starts to calm down, runs the calculus in his head, and shoots the guy with the bag over his head.
Glad to know at least one of the Hawker boys has a good head on their shoulders.
Wait, what do you mean?
We take the first line of defense very seriously. Now, give me the gun, Andy.
Andy, like, without looking at him, hands him the gun by just sort of slapping it into his belly area, and he's still sort of eyes locked on the body in front of him.
Coulson found out this Decker was trying to infiltrate our system, so he had one of the new people go down and shoot him. Only happens when people...
Would security be more likely to shoot infiltrators?
You have to teach those eggheads some good old company loyalty. Isn't that right, y'all?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's not too many.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Not even a squeaky peep. I say we let them go. I say we kill all the deckers.
As you're giving the tour, your phone starts beeping and you see it's time to begin the operation, Grimshaw.
Okay.
And this is another good spot. The cameras don't see anything.
It's clear out except for the boss. He's still, like, typing on his computer. He makes a comment like, why are all of our security guards so horny? I should really do a better hiring process.
And she's gonna do a murder.
Inside the X-32 room, you see the prototypes.
Huh?
Each about 10 inches and about 10 pounds. You see a kennel full of cats.
Oh no.
X-32 is the invention of programmable pets.
Sir, do you mind if I say hello?
Feel free, not all of them will respond.
And the one you recognize doesn't respond when you reach out.
Oh no! That's the worst! I might cry in real life. That's so sad. This fucker killed my cat. You killed my fucking cat.
All of these cats are perfectly alive.
No. You killed my fucking cat, and you're gonna fucking pay for it, okay?
So that's how it is.
And then I'm gonna cast Agony.
Alright.
Ooh, very sexy.
The sexiest of agonies.
Okay. Agony's not sexy. You're not doing it right. Wait.
Right?
No.
Oh, wow. He rolled shit.
Oh, that's great, because I rolled really well.
And some edge. Villain edge. Veg.
Veggie pickles.
And then I get a free edge since it's an illusion spell.
Okay. I was going to say, even if it wasn't, you get a free edge because you're acting in your totems, like, Hype. Will.
So I'll get 2 edge then.
Sure.
And neither of them panned out, but that's okay. 1, 2. I almost critted, but I got 7 successes.
How many of, so not more than half were 6?
No, it was, there were 5 sixes and five sixes, and then the rest were regular.
Nice.
So it was close. It was like within one.
F.
Yeah, I know that edge could have saved me, but it didn't. So.
Well, okay. you net two, so.
Okay, so then that's going to be.
Two stun damage and two, or feels like two stun damage and two physical damage.
Yeah, so it's. He gets two boxes of damage. All right, then so in that case.
He doesn't actually take any minuses.
Pseudo damage.
Pseudo Ludo.
And now I'm in the cool zone.
Now, roll for initiative.
Who's going to win, I wonder?
I'm sorry. He got an 11.
Bitch. Fucking hate that. It's fine. It's more dramatic. It's more dramatic.
Yeah. What's your defense rating?
How the fuck do I figure that out? What is that?
It should be under your character sheet. It's like your armor plus some shit.
Your armor plus...
you're right.
Is it armor plus body? That one's not written down on my sheet, I guess. I goofed on that.
I think it is agility plus armor. Because I have 11 physical defense rating, and 3 of that's armor.
Okay, cool. Then, then that's going to be... What the fuck? I'm sorry. I drank stupid juice just now, so like... You're gonna have to give me a minute. What's my fucking armor again?
That's the wrong juice.
3. That's 5.
Alright. He doesn't get an edge on this attack against you. But he, almost like a tyrant from the Resident Evil series, he paces towards you and takes a large swing at you. I'm going to need you to roll me defense.
Defense, which is...
I believe it's intuition plus logic.
If I get my knife out, can it be intuition plus close combat?
No, it's reaction plus intuition.
Reaction plus intuition. Okay. Oh, that's actually not bad. One success.
Unfortunately, he nets 4 successes. So I'm going to need you to roll me body.
Okay. Body. Just the one, not body plus body?
Body plus body.
Body plus body? Oh, that's much better then.
Shaking intensifies.
That is all successes.
How much?
All of them, 4. 4 successes.
All right, so as he's coming towards you, he picks you up by the throat. And just, like, slams you against the cages.
Mm-hmm. You've come to the wrong place, Shadowrunner. This lab will be your graveyard.
You take 5 boxes of physical damage.
Great. I love that for me.
We're going to go back to Grimshaw.
Are there any, like, cameras in this room?
No, it's largely a locker room, so there aren't any cameras.
Okay, so there's not... surveillance.
No.
All right, then, yep, a murder is happening.
All right.
Oh, no, my dice went under my computer. All right, that's 5 successes.
Okay, you net 3 successes, and let's try this.
And it was with a sword.
Yeah. All right, so what's your damage?
4 That's not in, that's what it is flat. It's 4p and then
you so you three. You know, three, so you deal 7 points of damage to him. Yep. As you just stick your sword through his shoulder. It's like, oh, what the hell?
And then I'm going to trade in. I'm assuming, like, you know, initiative, even though initiative didn't happen, I still get the same amount of moves.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade in my minor actions for another stab action.
All right. Let's give him two dice. Oh, wow.
I need to be better about this.
Two successes. No. Successes.
That's another 5 successes.
You net another 3.
That's another 7 damage.
And you're able to... He's barely able to say, oh, what the hell, before you just pull your sword out and just shove it through his face.
Perfect.
Nice. And you... He's dead on the ground and you have access to his computer. And... He's still locked
your respect,
in.
Drink your respect elf juice. she mutters to his corpse. I don't know how it works with gremlins. Like, if I try to do anything on the computer.
I don't think you can edge computer actions. And I'm going to say that twos count as well as ones for critical failures.
Yeah, I can look up the actual thing. Actually, it might be on here. But this is just pretty much like any and everything that could go wrong with electronics goes wrong.
Try to fix it.
Okay, whenever you use any device, roll 2d6. If you get a 1 on either die, it means the device fails to function correctly and can be treated as a glitch. The device can be quickly reset with a minor action and used again. Rolling snake eyes double ones means the device fails catastrophically and the roll can be treated like a critical glitch. The device is done for good and you might be in for a bit of hurt from shock or biofeedback. So.
All right.
That's 1 success, so on my 2d6.
Nice. And you didn't get either one?
I did get 1 success. Oh, no, it was a 5 and a 2.
All right, so yeah, you're able to stay in the system and you're able to execute the part where you can start cutting feats with Lone Star.
Okay. Yeah. I'll start I also kind of want to see like the security footage of like who's where if I can. If it's like already up.
All right. Yeah, you see the security footage and then you see Juice like in the bullpen with the rest of them, and you see Mr. Clausen just talking with someone with his back turned to Juice. Juice, what are you doing right now? It is go time.
Juice hits the button. So he reaches into his comm link and without even looking, because he has it already keyed up, just hits the button that turns on his deck sitting in the van that just floods basically any communication channel with as much junk as possible.
All right, so this is in the attack to drive the comms crazy. This is the attack to make them dump everything into the server. This is to just drive the comms crazy.
Yeah, this is to close down the comms. I can't do the server dump because I haven't placed the data tap.
All right.
Yeah, so Juice is just going to hit the button so that it looks like a very loud attack on pretty much all the communications, especially the Lone Star guys. I want them to be... Well, sorry, except I don't want the Lone Star guys to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And no one's using their comm at the moment, but you do get the notification that your deck is going.
Okay, and then let's see here. How am I going to make it look like there's a fucking attack going on? Is Clausen, like, directly behind me?
No, he is talking with someone. His back is turned to you currently. It's probably Blazer.
Get on Neo 4chan and be like, hey, guys, what's up? Anonymous, I need a fucking favor. Right the fuck now.
Anonymous is not your personal army. I think they would fucking...
That's true. You know, you're right. I don't know.
There's like a 10% chance that works just because they like feel like doing it ironically.
Well, no, here's the thing is that if only you knew that they were hurting cats here.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't.
Man. Oh, jeez.
Unless my next action is to like message you.
All right. What's your next action? What do you know that?
Wait. Is the person that Clausen is talking to? Is there an empty computer next to me?
Yes, there is an empty computer next to you, and there's also the empty computer you're supposed to sit at.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting at that one, just like idly programming something.
Yeah.
I whip up a quick. How quickly could I whip up just a really rudimentary brute force action and put it on a jump drive?
Well, give me a roll and we'll see how quickly you can do it. I'm assuming you're skilled enough to be able to do it, but depending on how many successes, how many.
Five,
yes. You're able to, like, you just scooch over to the other computer. You start typing. You insert a jump drive. And, like...
So what I want to do, what I want to do is I'm going to write it on my pad, mm-hmm. put it on the jump drive, and then just clandestinely plug the jump drive into the pad next to me.
All right.
Have it run automatically, and it just brute force attacks the server cluster.
All right, yeah. You have, like... Before they're able to finish their conversation, you have it on your jump drive. And maybe, and like, as they're going back, you're like, oh, hey, can you give me a cup of coffee? And like, yeah. She's like, sure, yeah. And then as they turn around, you just slip it out of your back pocket.
Yeah.
Hey, this is, I did it to myself, Tom. And I'm here to say that I'm getting a lot of feedback on my comms, and I can't get... There's something wrong with our servers. Oh, yeah.
I could run down and check that.
Oh, you're having that problem too, shitbag? That's what I call I did it to myself, Tom.
That's a good nickname for him.
You know, Laser, yeah. I'm not really appreciating that. I know
I'm
I did
Laser,
it to myself.
That's Laser? We don't even look the same.
Yeah, my name's Laser. That's Blazer. And do you
just
know what I
our
think?
Our names are similar.
Yeah, that kind of sucks a lot. I did it to myself, Tom. But here's what I think.
I think you did that to yourself.
Get boned.
Ooh, that was a really good burn, actually.
That was pretty good. I think I don't want to fucking get up. So yeah, let's make the new kid go do it.
Yeah, I can go check the server. I'm familiar with racks like that.
Oh yeah, I'm going on break. I got. My wife made me the best bread pudding, and I got some in the fridge. Laser, you want a piece?
Hell yeah, you know I want a piece.
Nuki, hey, you can have a piece when you come back.
So Juice like starts getting up and says, and is like, hey, you know. So while he's walking away, he's like, I love homemade pudding. Could you save a little bit for me?
I already said you could have some when you get back.
Okay, really quick. Eric, does my key card have access to the sub level?
Yes, you would have gotten access.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be right back, everybody. And Juice heads to the elevator and down to the sub level.
Blazer heads to the break room fridge.
I'm very invested
so
in
Blazer.
So does Laser.
I don't know if you saw in chat where I put all of his kids' names.
I saw that.
I don't know how to access chat. Oh, wait.
Chat
is 48? Holy shit.
We keep chatting.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, and Ben, highs or lows? Or odds or evens?
Odds.
All right. And make me an awareness check, Juice.
Okay, here we go. This is the big one.
Since you don't have chat, do you want me to tell you Blazer's kids' names?
No, I'm looking at chat right now. Thank you.
Hey, what do I get if I throw edge at something before I throw it instead of after it screws up?
Does that give anything? I know in Anarchy it made 4 successes.
In 5th edition it made 6s explode.
Okay, let's see what we do when we're walking the edge of a heartbreak. I need to just listen to that song and get that out of my system one day. Out of a rainbow. Edge. Spending edge. Spending edge. All right. It doesn't say. How much edge do you have?
I have five.
Five. Create special effect. It doesn't say, but I can say it'll make sixes explode. Yeah.
Okay. Please, any amount of sixes. Oh, God. Okay, so three so far, all of them sixes.
Nice.
Holy crap, two more sixes.
So all right.
Total. Five total.
Are those sixes too, or just five successes?
Five successes.
And how many six? You got four sixes.
A grand total of five sixes. All of my successes were sixes.
Oh, nice. And how many dice did you use out of?
It started with nine, and then I rolled three, and then two, so it was 14.
Well, I'm just going to count your nine for the purposes of this, since you used your edge.
Okay.
So, is there a word for critical hits in Shadowrun?
I don't know.
I'm going to just say, like, kind of a limit break. So I'm going to describe what's happening, and then you can add on to the scene from there. Like, you can take some creative liberties, like taking control of the narrative.
Oh, okay. So to speak.
So, yes, you notice as you're walking down, you open the elevator, and you notice Clausen is right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to come down, and I think I'm going to observe your... My brain just shut down. I think I'm going to observe your skills with the computer and make sure you're doing everything right, Andy. And he pushes the button for the sub-level. You can't see the shape of his gun in his coat, if you wish.
Yeah, so I notice that he's armed. I notice that he is suspicious of my activities.
Can I add in a thing?
Because yeah, Grimshaw go for it.
Also saw this, and her, since she already killed her dude, next objective is to kill Clausen.
Yes.
Can she be on her way to the server room as well?
Yes, Grimshaw, I'm going to say you can be walking your way to the server room. We'll just give Andy.
I was kind of thinking maybe Clausen gets a ping from the security office.
All right.
That would require Grimshaw to do...
Oh, that's right. She can't do that.
To do things and also to think of that, which she didn't... She thought of going to the server room.
So Grimshaw is already in the server room waiting?
No, Grimshaw is on her way currently.
Got it. Okay, cool. So Andy's going to bide his time and try to think of something.
Because we had left off Grimshaw. She was trying to find where you guys were. And...
Oh, so would you be going to Andy as soon as you found out where he was?
Well, her objective was Clausen.
Okay, so yeah, you would have seen Clausen in the bolt pin.
Yeah, so, and I think that she would have kind of headed that way, maybe.
So if it's okay with you, Ben, we can say your limit break is, as you are going to the server, you do see Grimshaw rounding the corner. And she can make it to the elevator.
Or if you want me to wait and just be back up, I can do that. It's up to you.
No. Having Grimshaw along or coming in after a couple of seconds of Andy doing work would help.
I think give it a couple of seconds. That sounds more dramatic.
I think what Andy's going to do is he wants to go down to the server room, work on the server racks, and then hopefully Grimshaw is able to catch up, and then boom, we got it.
Do a murder.
Then it's time to do more murders.
All right.
Grimshaw's favorite thing.
Ooh, or Andy can trank Clausen.
Do you want that to be... I'll let that be part of the break, because Grimshaw was already on her way.
Okay, cool.
So, if you don't mind, as we... The door closes as Grimshaw's coming. And once it opens again, Clausen is like slumped over on the floor, Andy having just like slipped out his trank patch and like put it on a piece of exposed skin. So now Andy can just drag Clawson out of the elevator and send it back up for Grimshaw if he wishes.
Yeah. So Andy drags Clawson into the hallway, sends the elevator up, and then goes all the way back into the Faraday cage room.
All right. With Clawson?
With Clawson.
All right.
Pulls out Clawson's gun and shoots him in the head.
How's Andy feeling now?
Pretty fucking good.
That's good. Grimshaw, the elevator comes up for you.
Okay, I get in it and I go down. So as soon as I get down there, see Juice over a dead body.
Yeah, you see Juice over the dead body of Clawson in a big white room, and there's another dead body in there, that of a dwarf.
I look at Juice and I was like, and Grimshaw's like, oh, you already got him. Oh.
Yeah, I probably should have let you do that, huh?
It was kill Clawson. All right with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy that made me. So, you know, that's one loose end tied up.
Yeah. Okay. Plus,
he's the guy that made me shoot this other guy, too. So that's two on my hands today.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, did you?
Video went to security. Oh, you might need to do something with that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They have it on the security computer.
Oh, shit. That's right, on the NDA. Don't worry about it. This will be easy to scrub. Yeah, don't worry about it. I got to handle the server room. What's your next step?
Well, it was kill Clawson, but you did that. I guess I am going to start lockdown.
Okay. I'll handle the server room. And Juice goes and data taps the server and makes sure that the feed dump that he expected is happening. It is. And checks around for a deck, sees if there's a deck.
Yeah, Clawson had his own deck.
Juice pulls out Clawson's deck and spends a little time spoofing a login, but that'll take him a couple of seconds.
Yeah. And you hear like one of the air vents rattle open. You see a little ethereal cat pop out.
Meow! It's your bitch! She's in danger!
No, my bitch!
Okay, well, I guess let's go.
So, as soon as Grimshaw sees the cat spirit, she's, like, booking it and not waiting for Juice at all. She's, like, running down the hallway to the elevator.
She doesn't wait for the elevator. Jim. He doesn't wait for the elevator. She just starts climbing up.
Juice tries to catch up, and he'll get the login taken care of while they're on the elevator ride up.
All right, the elevator's going up.
All right. The elevator's the only time she slows down for a second, and she says, don't you need to be there?
Nope, it's a data tap. It automatically goes straight over to my deck.
Cool.
It's just that simple.
And you still have the gun from Clawson.
Can I interject with my minor action?
Yeah.
So, like, after he's got me up by the neck, I activate my sub-vocals, and I say, you killed my fucking cat, and I am going to kill you.
All right, Grimshaw and Juice, you hear that.
Grimshaw doesn't.
Juice does.
Well, you have your... All right. Your jitterbug isn't set up for sub-vocals?
I guess no. She's not sub-vocaling. She's saying it out loud. So, no, it's not sub-vocal. She just calls them. Sends the text voice.
Sends the voice. Like, you put it on speaker, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's what I do. I put my comm on speaker.
You can try, little girl.
And then she screams with rage, which I'm not going to do.
And then it cuts off. I mean, if you want to scream with rage some other point and send it to me.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, all right. All right.
So, as soon as the elevator goes, Grimshaw's super fast, if you hadn't noticed from her initiative.
Yep. Well, I'm going to have you both roll me initiative, and then we'll go to the rest of Risky's turn.
My land movement is
yes.
10m/15m+1. I don't know what that is compared to other people.
I'm going to say that Grimshaw, one way or another, Grimshaw is going to be able to get to the room.
Where it happens.
Yeah. Right,
we're rolling initiative?
Yeah, and we're going to go to Risky's turn. You used your minor action. What do you want to... He picked you up and threw you across, so you are currently on the ground. The cats who aren't programmed are all hissing at him.
So what I was thinking, actually, is when I cast Agony, that was my major action. I do have one minor action left. As all a right. reaction to him, you know, attacking me, I wanted that to be my reaction. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, cool.
Yeah, and now it's your turn in initiative.
Yeah, so now I have my turn.
All right.
I want to... Let's see. Yeah, no, it's going to be magic. I'm just trying to figure out which one's going to be best here. I don't want to do that. What about... Yeah, that's very sexy. I'm going to cast Power Bolt.
All right, what does he need to do to resist?
So that is... Jesus Christ, it tells me to reference another spell. I fucking hate that.
Gotta love it.
Okay, combat spells. Attack rating. So my attack rating is magic plus my attribute.
And his defense is?
His defense is as normal, it says.
Okay, I'll just... Roll some dice.
Just regular defense, I think. So then my...
He's all out of
itch. Magic. So my attack rating is... Fuck. 12. 12.
Okay, I'll say you get one edge from that. Okay. And an additional edge from your cat totem, because again, you are very really enacting its will on this earth. Mm-hmm. Murder.
Right? Okay. Let's see how this goes. The edge, which does nothing for me. 7.
7 successes? Alright. And is your damage just net successes?
So it is... Jesus Christ. I am so sorry. These are just like... Net hits become damage. Yeah. All so right. Net hits.
You hit him with... Describe what your power bolt looks like.
So I think... I'm just trying to think of what that would look like. So I think that to cast it, she rears her arm up and then brings it down in kind of like a clawing motion. And the force from that, it looks like air moves across and strikes him directly in the chest.
All right.
So it looks like a shockwave, sort of.
This shockwave is... One moment. This shockwave hits him across the chest and tears apart his lab coat, revealing like a sick... melding of flesh and machine. He tears off his lab coat, leaving his upper torso exposed. His mask even is damaged, and you see like one glowing red eye from beneath it.
That was a big mistake.
He does take all 7 damage.
Oh, very sexy.
But he stands back up.
And he's still under the effect of agony.
Oh yeah, so...
He's taking, it's as if he has 9 boxes ticked.
All right, but it doesn't cause him to fall unconscious.
No, it wouldn't cause him to, ooh, it might. I don't know.
I'm going to say he's able to stay conscious because he is not a great
So it's, if one or both condition monitors are completely filled, the targeted individual stays conscious but is so racked with pain that they cannot act.
All right.
He can probably talk.
You see that he is racked with pain, but it looks like he's trying to put on a... It looks like he's putting on a big show for you, but he's barely able to move.
Okay.
Like, he just grabs one of the cages and just pulls himself up through sheer force of will. All right. Grimshaw, what was your initiative? Or do you have another action?
I have a minor action. Can I open the cage?
Which you can open one of the cages.
Whichever cage looks like it has more cats that are aware. The one with all the hissing cats. Whichever right. one.
So you open the cage and the cats just start pouring out. And they're hissing at him, but it's like they pour out and start escaping the facility.
That is A-okay.
It's not like they're swarming him in some karma, act of karma.
That's fine, I guess.
How many edge do I have to spend for them to swarm him in some brutal act of karma?
How much edge do you have?
4.
Tell you what. I'll let you burn an edge to have them swarm him.
A permanent edge loss.
Yes.
You don't have to, dude.
Nah, it's for fun, but nah.
All right. Yeah, because that is like just some powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. And I don't want to see any more cats die if he tries to tear any of them off of him.
That's true. No, you're right. You're right.
All right. Grimshaw, what's your initiative?
32?
Yeah. You're first to go. You're first to go in this round of combat.
Okay. I was trying to find out how called shots work. And I have yet to find it, so...
So real quick, all in favor of killing this son of a bitch, say aye.
Oh yeah, Grimshaw's about
aye.
To...
Aye.
You're... Nay. You're hurt, so...
I've only heard one aye, so...
Nay.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't matter, because it's Grimshaw's turn. And Risky's in danger, so... I'm going to sword him.
All right. Roll the sword.
Do you know where the called shot information is? I'm just not going to worry about it. I've been killing people without calling shots.
He's only got 2 damies left. Like,
I mean, I'll say -2 dice for a called shot.
So to build the edge pool, my attack rating's 15.
Yep, you get one edge. Okay. And he's pretty fucked up, so get another edge.
All right, so that's 2 edge. I'm going to use one of them to shank, which gets rid of the called shot.
Nice.
Thing. Which was the whole thing. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. I keep rolling them under my computer. I only got 3 successes. I'm going to burn... another 3 edge. So 1 from my edge pool and then 2 from my actual edge.
Well, if you wanted to spend 1 more edge, you could reroll all your dice.
Oh, I will spend 4 edge then to reroll everything.
Schmal you.
Don't do that. Oh my... dice are under my computer. I have to dig them out.
Lynn Shannon, your dice in a spirit bomb fashion.
You need a dice box, dude. A dice tray.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not there to lend you mine.
Alright, I got 7 successes.
Go to Wormwood Academy for a dice tray. I wish we were sponsored. Right. Yeah. You... He only got 1 success on his defense and 1 success on body. So tell me how you do this.
All right. So Grimshaw runs into the room and sees, cause you were hurt, right?
Oh yeah. I'm really, really, I'm pretty badly hurt.
So sees Risky looking bad. She's like drawing her katana as she walks in. And she just like goes straight for the vitals, like, and straight up murders this guy.
All right. So if you don't mind me painting a picture.
Paint a picture.
As it's Grimshaw's turn, like, things are all happening at once. So the doctor's just like moving slowly towards Risky, like intent on at least trying to strangle her with his last ounce of energy. Risky, you see Grimshaw like Terminator walk into the room, just draw her katana back and just run him through his chest with enough force that she lifts this giant of a man off of the ground. Then just draws it back. He collapses to the floor and like he's on his knees, and you see that red eye just like go out as he falls down. You don't see any blood coming out, but you don't know how much blood he had left.
Gross. I hate that. I go over to the cage where Mr. Wiggles is. That was his name, Mr. Wiggles. And I... Mr. Wiggles.
No, the sign, Teeter.
Oh, Teeter?
Yeah, what, Alicia?
Oh, Alicia, yeah.
Alicia. All right, just gonna mark that down. All right.
Oh, great, okay. I love that. So she goes over to the cage that's holding Mr. Wiggles, and she gets him out and kind of cradles him to her chest. And she's gonna grab this cat and carry it out, but
Juice walks around the corner with his face in Clausen's deck. And he's clearly got AR up, and then he's still looking down, and he's like, okay, if you've got him restrained, I think I can shut off his cybernetics, and that'll be easier to load him into the van. And then he looks up. Ah, oh, shit. Come on, that's...
I know it's 15K down the drain. Hear me out.
Look, we don't have time for this. We need to lock down the building.
Okay, yeah, that's great. We need to grab the stuff.
You guys grab the stuff. I've got the building. This will be no problem. I actually have a deck in my hands now.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Grimshaw looks around and she says, are the cats the project?
The cats are the project.
Yeah, the cats are the project.
Are we... So we're going to give the cats to someone else to experiment
on? No. Not the cats. The cats are the result of the project. These cats, I'm setting them free, and they're going on their merry way. The cybernetics here.
Information, they can do the same thing with the new cats.
Yeah.
Job's a job.
Here's the thing. I know my feelings on this, but I'm not going to make you guys lose out on a payday this big.
Nope, especially after I killed two people.
You did? You killed two people.
I've killed two people today.
Two people. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, as many as Grimshaw. So Grimshaw, you need to run out in the hallway and kill somebody so that we're not tied when we walk away from this.
BRB.
As you're saying that, the door opens and you see Elia Frostbag, like, oh, Dr.
Grimshaw
Teeter.
Murders her.
All right.
I still had an action. I still had five minor actions. So
all right, she gets murdered, and then you brought this on yourself, Tom. Looks in the story. Hey, did you just murder someone?
Oh, that's shit. Juice fun. Pulls his gun out and boom, right in the head.
How dare you? How dare I hate you take this away from me?
No, that guy's a dick. Trust me.
Blazer and Laser walk up. Hey, Andy, did you... pudding.
You need to get to the sub-level as quickly as you can.
Andy and Blazer and Laser walk up with bowls of pudding.
Bread pudding.
Bread
pudding, yeah.
Hold on. Stay there, you two. Andy is going to lock down the entire facility by engaging all of the mag locks inside the building.
All right.
Except for our route out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just flip all those open as we go.
The cute security guard is in the break room.
Five successes.
All right. You lock down the building.
Let's go.
All right. I think Grimshaw is going to pick Risky up.
Wait. Carry her. No, we need these. No,
you need to carry the cats.
All right. She picks Risky up, like trying to have this nice moment. And then they say, wait. And she puts Risky back down and grabs some cats.
Well, no, we need to grab the machines. The machines, that's the important one. The cats, we want them to get out.
The cats are the...
The cats might be
the prototype.
Oh, yeah. The cats are the prototype. Yeah, then I just start grabbing some cats.
That's why I was saying that
from
the get-go.
No, I mean, I told you. I drove,
Juice is only able to carry one cat. Because he's got to stay one hand on the deck, one hand with a cat.
He has to keep a hand on his deck at all times.
I do. I try to keep one hand on my deck.
And one hand hacking.
One hand on the deck, one hand on the pussy. Am I right?
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
How dare you?
Are you the...
But is it possible? Would I be able to ask for a favor from the cat? To make sure that all the cats are, like, cooperative and see if maybe we can get them to follow us.
The cat gives you a thumbs up.
Tight.
As much of a thumbs up as it can. Paw.
Right. Meow. Yeah, it does a meow.
So, is Grimshaw carrying anything?
I mean, grab some cats, but some of them can just follow us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grimshaw grabs as many cats as she can. She takes them out of their cages so she can carry more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that Grimshaw could carry at least 8 cats.
The ones with their faculties intact are definitely following you, mm-hmm. or like have already fucked off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tight. Yeah, I can probably carry like 2 or 3. So we're fine.
Hey, Grimshaw, what's going on out here? My name's Squeaky Pete.
Is that a cat talking to me?
No,
it's one of the... I'm one of the security guards.
Oh. Grimshaw... let's see. Grimshaw kind of, like, shuffles the cats around.
I'm sure to become a beloved character.
And grabs her monofilament whip and just kind of, like, whips his head off.
Now Grimshaw is in the lead again. A little board goes up. Grimshaw, 4. Ding. Andy, 3. Or Juice, 3.
I thought Grimshaw killed Blazer or Laser.
Oh, did you end up killing Blazer and Laser?
I said I was, and then Andy was like, oh, we need to lock down at the same time.
So. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, so Grimshaw, 6.
I mean,
Andy, oh, God.
3.
Yeah, she would have killed both of them. Most likely. Anyone that really she comes into contact. You know what? She hands off 2 of the cats to someone else. So she's only carrying 6 cats. And she can still stab people. You know.
Come on. Let's go. And Juice is like opening doors and then closing them behind them.
It's a long tracking shot of the hallway as y'all are running out. And there's just a little number, golden number beside Grimshaw that just goes up by 1 every time they meet someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a smaller golden number beside Andy that maybe goes up if you ever meet 2 people at the same time.
It does, because Andy's got the deck and he's got a cat. He couldn't pull a gun out because that would, physically, he would drop the cat. And that's
fair.
That's the ball game.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, so... With this ladder ahead of behind you, you make it out of the building. Not everyone in there is dead yet, but I assume you
and
have.
And then we detonate a bomb.
Yep. So y'all get far away from the building. Who's pressing the trigger?
Hey, actually, I didn't get to kill anybody. Can I press the trigger, please?
Yep.
Yeah, if you're all right with it.
They were killing cats, dude. I don't give a
murder!
Fuck. And then I, after I say I don't give a fuck, I press the detonation button.
All right. There's a brief pause as you're like on an overview, looking over the Evo campus now, There's a brief pause. You're like, did it work? And there's a boom, boom. The building, the bio building collapses in on itself, as along with a lot of the other campus, including the water tower.
Oh, rip.
Yeah.
To a real one.
Luckily, we cut out to Aunt Ben's wonderful character. Just like, I went on a tea break.
I was, oh boy, that was real good patrol.
Yes, he is the only person on the Evo campus to have survived the blast.
Well, if that don't beat all, I suppose this is the fate sending me a message. Off into oblivion with me, old Merle. I have a name now.
Legends say that Risky's body count that day exceeded Grimshaw's total body count for the year. Woo!
Damn.
Grimshaw's not happy about it.
So?
I think she takes a job. She takes at least two or three jobs that are like straight up just like blowing up buildings just to catch up.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Grimshaw, for blowing up those buildings. You know, they were all empty and we needed someone to do the demo.
No!
Juice checks his deck and confirms the data transfer.
The data is transferred and you go to the cinema in Seneca where you meet with the Johnson.
Hey, little boss. And little mama dude.
Hi.
Do you have the... Do you have the prototypes and the info?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got like three carriers. Do you need help with that?
He snaps his fingers and like people who, as he pulled up, were just like loitering around this cinema parking lot talking to each other, like start coming towards you and like take the carriers off your hands. I'll come prepared.
And the money?
He tosses some certified credit 60. Couldn't find any scientists?
No. They all died in the blast. Wait a minute, guys. I got a roll now. No, baby. You can't have any of those. Yeah, yes, I did it. Good job.
All right. Good job. I'm glad you're able to socially lie to people. Whoa.
I'm gonna kill the Johnson.
What?
What?
What? What?
All right, run ahead.
Whoa. What?
Wait, what? Hang on.
Tom, don't give all these cats a good home and prosecute evil for their crimes. He says as he turns around and Grimshaw says,
oh! Oh, man.
Risky says, wait.
I got 7 successes.
No!
What the fuck?
Risky, pull an Eris and jump in front of a weapon.
No, actually, hang on. Let me see if I can do anything. I'm gonna cast Confusion really quick.
All right.
On my friend and see if I can get any of those successes down.
Does Grimshaw have a cyber limb?
No.
Shit. Au naturel.
Yeah, Grimshaw doesn't have shit.
Oh wait, no,
Grimshaw has
cyber nose.
No, it's not cyber. Face. Hang on.
Not cyber.
I think she has some bioware.
Oh, I can't hack that, I don't think.
Yeah. Bone lacing and dermal deposits.
No.
Built tough. That's a positive quality. Okay. Muscle replacements and wired reflexes.
Whoa.
I mean, wires. Does that count? It's going to be 6 successes on a chaos spell. Or
man, I can't believe you're not going to let me murder this Johnson after we got paid in a one-shot.
Listen, I care about these characters. I care about their fucking reputation.
In them now.
Yeah,
I've invested in them too. If this technology gets out to other people, it's fucking terrible. That's why she's killing the Johnson.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. How do we cover for this?
You got 6 successes. Roll me a resistance, Grimshaw.
What's a resistance?
Willpower plus logic.
My two finest stats.
Oh, fuck. Hang on. No. I don't get anything to the edge.
I critically fail.
Oh, no.
I got 3 ones on 5 dice and not a single success.
So.
And you don't have any edge left?
Oh, yeah. I have plenty of edge left.
You should probably do that.
Yeah, I'll burn 4 edge to reroll all of them. Okay, that's 2 successes.
Okay. Right,
so you get -5.
4.
I thought you got 7.
I got 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you get 1 degree. I'll spend an edge. 3 edge. All right, you get 1 degree of, you net 1.
Of what? I don't know what's happening.
You get -4. He got a +2 to, he got 2 successes on his defense.
Oh, it's less, okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah. So, you're still probably killing him, let's be real. This is just some dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right.
All right. You cut him in half as you do it, but you're slightly confused now.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of edge left. I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
I'm going to blow every feed in this area and just flood it with noise and turn the whole thing dark.
All right.
If this is what's happening, then this is what's happening.
Yeah, Juice got my back.
Juice got survival's back.
Yeah. And you said there were other people there that took the cats? Because I'm going to have to kill them,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, God. You are. Risky says, oh, fuck, we're going full chaos then. Okay.
3 successes.
Three successes
to basically flood everything with noise.
All right, you flood everything with noise. And in the movie theater, there's like a young man talking to his girlfriend over his comm. Trixie, I've got to tell you something. I've waited too long to say, Trixie, I love you. And right as he says, his comm just goes out with noise. Fuck! God damn it! Yes, but it cuts back out to the team.
Yeah, that's murdering the non-Johnson
friends. Shit!
Yeah.
Please, we were only doing our jobs.
That's what the Nazi said.
Well, yeah, but we weren't doing any crimes.
You were doing crimes against animals, dude. That's fucked up. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're dead. We can't have this long of a conversation. They're bleeding out. They're dead.
Please. I have a name and a compelling black story.
So, like... Hey guys, are we skipping town? Is that what's happening now?
Yeah, I think we need to get the fuck out of here right now.
I mean, why? We need to stop by my place. What, why? They know who we are.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of? Kind hey, of. Wait, that's our last big favor. From Tony.
Oh, shit.
We could ask Tony. All right. Fix it up for us.
I got another idea, too. Hey,
yeah,
let's
no,
throw
hey,
all these
let's...
bodies in the back of their loading van.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'm going to lake it.
That sounds fantastic. Let's do that.
Yeah,
you got
we
it.
Never met the Johnson. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, you're right.
All right.
He didn't show.
What do you do with the cats that are in the back of the van?
Wait, hang on. You're putting them in your van and laking your van?
No, I'm going to take the bodies and load them because they had enough to carry all these cats, right? And then I'm going to grab their van and I'm going to lake the damn thing.
Yeah, but we're putting the cats in our van.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even have to drive their van to lake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can just sit on my pad and just run it into the river.
Yeah, do it. Do it, dude.
So while Grimshaw is driving, because Grimshaw drives,
yep.
Juice just lakes their van with all of them in it.
Okay, and the cats are in the back of your van now?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Do you contact Tony, or?
I don't know. Should we ask Tony to do cleanup? Yeah.
No, we contact Tony, and we were like, what the fuck? This Johnson never showed.
I'm not the fixer for this job.
We call whoever the fixer was for the job, sorry.
It was
Shannon, not remembering.
It was Mousy Tom, I think.
It's Mousy.
hey, Mousy.
Or did I sound like this, huh?
No, he did not sound like that. He sounded normal, as I recall. Okay.
I was just trying out a new voice.
No, I get that, Mousy. Mousy, the dude never showed. What the fuck?
That sucks. I mean, he said he was waiting for y'all, but wow. Oh, that's fucked up. That sucks, dude. I guess I'm not getting paid. It's another week of ramen for old Mousy.
Don't worry.
Was there any evidence of our crimes on the dock where we met the dudes? Like, was there blood or anything like that?
There's probably blood.
So we came and no one was there, but there's some blood.
Yeah, I've got it on speaker.
Oh shit. Oh, hey Grimshaw, how are you doing?
I am good.
That's good.
Besides this whole, like, we did a job and the Johnson's fucking gone.
Look, you do jobs and the Johnson screws you sometimes. I'm not going to say I like it any more than you do. Mousy has to buy some shoes. And Mousy can't buy shoes.
Oh.
Because Mousy doesn't have money because the Johnson screwed you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, look, it happens. Anyway, anything I can do for you otherwise, or?
Hook us up with a job where the Johnson's willing to put up half next time?
That sounds good.
Yeah, well, payment in advance.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, I'll let you all know the next time I get something, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thanks, Mousy.
No problem, Grimshaw.
Love you, Mousy.
I love me too.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
All right.
For such a criminal, I'm so naturally honest. Hey, guys, did we ever think about that? That's fucked up.
Hey, yeah. Grimshaw, next time you want to go aggro on someone randomly, beep my comm or let me know or something so that I can cut the feed before you do it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know, eyes everywhere.
That's why we got you the jitterbug. So, like, if you send me a text saying, hey, here's what I'm doing and why... next time, okay. Like you don't even have, it doesn't have to be that extensive, just like,
but you know,
K for kill.
Got it. K means how about kill.
How about a hand signal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I am actually, never came up, but I'm fluent in ASL, so yeah, we'll just figure something out there.
Grimshaw does some Naruto.
Oh, no. Well, fuck you too, God.
What? No, it's from Boruto Shippuden.
Oh, what?
It's a show I like.
The classic anime Boruto Shippuden.
Yeah, of course. I'm
sorry, guys. I just. What this tech can do and what they were doing to those cats is too dangerous to be out there.
Yeah. You're right.
Didn't you say on the ride over here, Risky, where you filled us in that they were trying, this was the test and they wanted it to be for humans, for metahumans?
I actually don't really give a shit about that. We got paid. I'm more upset that we didn't get paid the bonus for capturing the science guy.
Well, nope. That's why I waited until we got paid to, you know.
To
and she makes a next slicing motion.
Oh, Risky, could you call Tony for me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony. Bring, bring.
Siri, call Tony. Siri, call Tony.
Calling ponies.
Let's go to a magical land, Grimshaw.
Here. Why do I even have ponies programmed in my phone?
And the pony says, "Nay."
I come standard.
All right. Tony picks up. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Tony, it's Juice.
Hey, Juice.
Hey, I need to call in my second favor.
Sure, what's your second favor?
I need an everyday sin. A normal one, a square one.
Ah.
Because my real identity died in that explosion.
Ah, okay. Okay. That sucks, dude, but I'll get it to you.
All right, thanks. No rush. I think we're probably going to take a couple of days off.
Yeah.
So, dude, now that Andy is dead, are you going to tell your dad or like what?
Yeah, I'll leave him a note.
Oh, that's nice.
Can't tell him too much. He's still kind of a corporate guy.
That's true. Are you going to keep living in his extra apartment?
I actually, no time has elapsed since Juice's meeting with his dad and the op. So he hasn't even gone to the apartment yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. yeah, I might batch it up there.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems a little crowded in your apartment anyway.
Well, I mean, now that I've got, what, like 20 more cats?
Yeah, actually the smell is kind of making it hard to sleep.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, dude. I haven't had a sense of smell since like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
And you're infected with toxoplasmosis.
That's why she's so attached to all of those cats. Hello. Speaking of cats.
Baby.
I've got one right here.
All right.
Anyway, I'm going to drop you both off.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll call you up when we get it. Something else.
Yeah, you got it. Just give Tony my number. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, like, also, I have fun working with you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. I like working with both of you. It's really good. And thank you for all your help.
Oh, baby. And if y'all have no more urgent business, we're going to cut to a few weeks later. Just a little epilogue. This isn't the end of y'all's stories, but just like
the end of this chapter.
End of this chapter. We cut to Juice in his own apartment. The trade is on, and they're still covering they're maybe like a few days later. So it makes sense that they're covering the explosion to Evo still. It's like, so far, several bodies have been recovered. Among the missing are scientist John Teeter and his assistant Freya Frostback. But the death toll is continuing to rise every day. It's suspected that no one survived the explosion at the Evo Labs on Tuesday? Tuesday, yes. What are you doing in your apartment? How have you decorated it?
No, Juice doesn't really decorate. He's got a very plain but comfortable computer chair, probably a basic like plastic table where he eats. The sink is already a mess, and he pretty much only eats microwave dinners. and the trade is on, but he's sitting. He's got his primary deck compiling some really complicated thing, probably trying to steal money from somewhere. And he's actually running Clausen's deck. He's playing like a video game on there and like messing around with some other stuff. So he's got like the two decks set up at the moment.
Animal Crossing, Neo Leaf.
Yeah. You get to be the animals as they cross.
Oh, shit.
It's intense.
They cross into the beyond?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine catching dragonflies with a net? Insane.
Wild.
Yeah. But that's pretty much what he's doing. He's basically just got like every electronic entertainment device running that you can possibly run at one time. The place, totally not decorated at all.
You can give Raymond a hug in Animal Crossing VR.
Whoa.
Which Juice does all the time because he doesn't have any family left.
Doesn't have any connections with people.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Juice. Crisp.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Risky and Grimshaw, what do we find you doing in your apartment?
So I think after the dramatic gesture of murder, Risky and Grimshaw finally like talked and like admitted that they like one another.
Just sort of kind of like one another, you know, nothing serious, just kind of like each other.
Fiancé. But like also Risky, who still has, she has like, I'm assuming she has like a handprint of bruises around her neck because that dude's grip is fucking wild, right?
Yes.
So she's just like, oh, you know, it hurts so bad. I need someone to like nurse me back to health, you know?
Grimshaw is absolutely babying her. Like, Risky is a princess and Grimshaw is doing everything for her.
All right. As you are cuddling Risky, your comm starts going off.
Okay. Who is it?
It's an unknown number.
Okay, I answer it.
Hello? You hear heavy breathing on the side.
Alicia, I will teach you to finish what you have started.
And the comm goes dead.
Son of a bitch.
Thank you so much for listening to X32. The runners were Shannon, Ben, and Sid. DMing and producing is done by Eric. Hey, that's me. Oh my god, what are the odds? The tracks used are Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko and Transition by Six Umbrellas, which is licensed under an Attribution Share-alike license. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making our art. You can find her over at Calligraphy Inc. on Twitter or at calligraphyinc.com. Do you like the show? Leave us a rating and review over in Podcatcher of Choice and tell your friends about us so they can do the same and we can charge up our world domination laser. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. Next week, we are going back to the Gamerverse. Goodbye.